Good afternoon, and I'll call the Thursday, May 19th meeting of the Senate Rules Committee to order. We do have a crowded agenda. We're going to start right in, but before we do, I just have to mention that sitting next to me is the other current member of the Seersucker Caucus, and I think the Seersucker Caucus is going to be a growing body of people who are looking forward to our committee party, which I think is going to involve seersucker, mint juleps, and straw hats, and all sorts of other things are in our future.
Splendid.
Okay, and I'll start by opening. First, before we start, let me say that if anyone is here for Senate Bill 524, we will not be taking up Senate Bill 524 today. So, and we don't need to carry it over because
no.
We have time.
No.
Okay, so I will open a public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 987. And Erin, could you briefly tell
yes.
us?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Senate Bill 987 renames portion of State Highway 126, known as Eugene Springfield Highway, as Officer Chris Kilcullen Memorial Highway. We do have a dash one amendment. The amendment designates the State Highway beginning where Highway intersects with West 6th Avenue and West 7th Avenue in Eugene, and ending where Highway intersects with Main Street in Springfield as Officer Chris Kilcullen Memorial Highway, and requires Oregon Department of Transportation to place and maintain markers along highway to indicate designation. There is a dash one no revenue and a dash one minimal fiscal statement on the amendment.
Thank you, Erin. And I see that we have three of the sponsors of Senate Bill 987 here with us. So in whatever order you'd like to go, please go ahead.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members. For the record, Floyd Przanski, State Senator, serving parts of Lane and Douglas County. We're here today with on Senate Bill 987. And as you mentioned, we're just a few of the sponsors. We want to make certain everyone understands that this has been a countywide supportive bill from all of the representatives that have any portion of Lane County. And we're here on a more humbling note to ask that this committee move forward a bill that would, in fact, memorialize and honor Chris Kilcullen, who was a police officer with Eugene Police Department. I had the opportunity to work with Chris as one of the city prosecutors, and he was a very fine man, gentleman, excellent officer, and his last assignment that he was on is motors, and I've brought, which is something that's been honored to me, is a hat that is within their unit. This is a hat that recognizes the individuals that serve on that team as being motor officers, so he was a motorcycle officer. He was one that, in my dealings with him in court, was always very, very honorable, very professional. And you are going to hear not only from us, but you'll be hearing from Chief Pete Kearns, as well as, I believe, Brenda Wilson. But I can tell you there were many times, and he has received many accommodations during his years of service, where individuals who he actually was writing up, giving citations to, were actually thanking him by the end of their contact. So it's an individual that has given a lot to the community, and Senator Byers and also Senator Edwards are going to share as to how this has impacted our community. And if those members are interested, I have kept a number of the articles that have come out regarding this tragedy, and we are standing united and asking you to move this forward and allowing the community to pay tribute to him and honor not only his work, but also serving as a reminder for all of us as well as his family. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members. It's an honor to be able to make this request as part of the Lane County delegation to honor Officer Kilcullen. I did not know him personally. I did attend his memorial service and was in awe of the people who spoke of him. There were almost 6,000 people that filled the new basketball arena in Eugene, coming there along with over 300 police and fire vehicles from throughout the state that did an honor parade along this very highway, portions of this and others, where Chris was unfortunately killed. Senator Przanski talked a little bit about the comments that Chris had. I think the one that stood out to me, there were many during people who testified, but they talked about Chris picking up a person who I guess he got to know rather well, was a homeless person and taking him to the jail, and the man had expressed on his way that he was hungry, and he stopped at a fast food place and bought him some food before he took him to the jail to be booked. And I think that's the kind of guy that he obviously was. Beyond his public safety duties, he was well known in the community for caring for others. It was obvious from the expression of his fellow officers and others in the community that he was probably one of the most well-liked people on the Eugene Police Force. It's unfortunate when this happens, but I think it reminds us all that those who serve the public in this capacity are doing us all a great service, and they put their life on the line every day for us. They leave their families not knowing whether they'll return that day, and that's unfortunate. And I think honoring Chris and his colleagues by renaming this highway, which he had to patrol, or that was part of his patrol, and the last thing is the least we could do. There is an amendment, as committee staff has mentioned. It includes both sides of the Eugene and Springfield area for Highway 126, and this is a common thing that, not common, but not an unusual thing that has done to offer all officers that have fallen in the line of duty. So I urge your support. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Senator Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chris Edwards, State Senator from North Eugene, West Eugene, and Junction City. After the tragic death of Officer Kilcullen, my office received numerous phone calls and emails asking that we pay tribute in some form to him and sharing stories about Chris and what type of an individual he was. And while I didn't know him personally, it's become clear to me from those stories that he was truly a good and genuine person and dedicated officer and husband and father. And I can think of no better way to honor his memory and his service to our community than renaming this portion of Highway 126. And it's unfortunate that an event like this, that it takes an event like this to unify a community so much. But to be honest, it's been a long time since I've seen the community of Eugene, which is marked by division at times. It's been a long time since I've seen our city as unified as I have recently for the support of Chris and his family after this tragic event. So I urge your support for this measure.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you for bringing this to us. We have two more people signed up to testify, and I'll call them both. It's Oh, I'm sorry. Was Representative Holby here to testify?
No, thank you. No.
Thank you. Thanks for being here and for being a sponsor. So I'll call Chief Pete Kearns and also Brenda Wilson.
Good afternoon, Chair Rosenbaum, members of the committee. For the record, Brenda Wilson, City of Eugene. First off, the City of Eugene would like to thank the committee for hearing this bill and providing us the opportunity to testify on behalf of it. And the City of Eugene would also like to thank the 12 Lane County legislators who came together to co-sponsor this bill and have it introduced, including Senator Beyer. So, the City of Eugene wholeheartedly supports Senate Bill 987, which would rename a portion of Highway 126 after Eugene Police Officer Chris Kilcullen, who was tragically shot and killed last month when he attempted to pull a motorist over on the portion of Highway 126 that's referenced in the bill. I didn't know Officer Kilcullen either, but I was very grateful to have met him just 3 weeks before he was shot and killed in a very unusual non-work-related situation. And I remember I went home that evening and told my husband and my family about this really wonderful police officer that I had met in this very unusual short situation. And it struck me that everything that I've heard about Officer Kilcullen since his death makes me feel like I lost out because I didn't get to know him better. So today with me is Pete Kearns, the Chief of Police for the City of Eugene, and with the Chair's indulgence, I will turn the dais over to Chief Kearns.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to speak with you this afternoon. All the wonderful things
and
that...
Could you please just say your name again?
Absolutely. My name is Pete Kearns. I'm the Police Chief in Eugene. All the wonderful things you hear about Officer Kilcullen are exactly the same things we were saying about him before he died. He's one of the most wonderful men you could ever encounter. And our municipal court and myself, regularly in municipal court, they claim that they received at least one commendation about Chris's work every week from people who'd received citations or who had been arrested by him. He had the ability to connect with individuals better than just about anybody I've known. He spent a large part of his career on our traffic enforcement unit, and one area of responsibility for him was to, through education and enforcement, increase safety on this stretch of Highway 126 that we're talking about today. He also has history on our crisis negotiations team and was a member, was one of the instructors on our crisis intervention training team that taught our officers how to interact safely and effectively with people in mental health crises. Chris was exceptionally talented and skilled in working with people with mental health disabilities. Coincidentally, he initiated a pursuit with the person who shot and killed him on April 22nd. He initiated the pursuit on his way home. He didn't have to do this, but tried to stop a person who was driving recklessly, and she shot and killed him at 52nd and 126 that afternoon. It is fitting that because of his work, the way that he dedicated himself, a service to his community, and that a majority of his enforcement was on this stretch of highway, that it should be named after him in memoriam. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Any questions for these witnesses? Thank you. And obviously we've talked about Officer Kilcullen before today, continues to be that he had a remarkable life and a very unfortunate and tragic cutting short of it. So I'm really glad that we have an opportunity again to honor him in this way. Okay, and seeing nobody else signed up to testify, Senator Beyer.
May I move the bill?
You may. We have an amendment to it.
Oh, that's right.
So we have a -1 amendment.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the -1 amendment to Senate Bill 987.
Senator Beyer moves the -1 amendment to Senate Bill 987. Is there any discussion, any objection to the amendment? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 987 as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Beyer moves Senate Bill 987 to the floor with a do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion as amended to the floor with a do pass recommendation? Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And we will ask Senator Przanski to carry the bill on the floor, if you will. Great. Thank you. And I'll close the public hearing and work session on Senate Bill 987. And I'll open a public hearing and work session on House Concurrent Resolution 35. And, Aaron? Yes, Senator Przanski. And Aaron, just briefly.
HCR 35 commemorates City of Sutherland on 100th anniversary. There is a no revenue impact and no fiscal impact. Comes to you from the House floor with 58 aye votes and 2 excused.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and committee members. For the record, Floyd Przanski, a state senator serving parts of Lane and Douglas counties. HCR 35 is a commemorative for the City of Sutherland celebrating their 100th anniversary. Myself and co-speaker Hannah had the opportunity to do the introductions for the bill on the House side. At that time, a number of the delegation from Sutherland were able to attend. I understand that they were not going to be able to attend today. And so we wanted to make certain that you actually heard from an individual in support of this. And I think because of Speaker Hannah's schedule, he was not able to make it. But we would both encourage you to look favorable on this concurrent resolution, because it does, in fact, give recognition and distinction to another one of our cities who has reached the 100th anniversary. As stated on the SMS, May 3rd, 1911 was the founding date of the incorporation of the city. The city has been a resource natural based economy. Murphy Wood has a plant there, which they actually rebuilt after a tragic fire. And so it has a rich history within our rural port roots of Oregon with the timber industry. Also, Camas is a something that is renowned in the area. They also are going to be serving as the start and finish for the this year's Cycle Oregon. So they have a lot of diversity. It's a very, very nice community. My opportunities to be there and with the residents have always been very positive, and I hope that we will recognize them through this HCR 35.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Okay, thank you for bringing this to us. And members, I don't see anybody else signed up to testify on HCR 35. And we do have written testimony from co-speaker Anna in our file. That should be in front of you as well. Vice Chair Ferrioli?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move HCR 35 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation.
Senator Ferrioli has moved HCR 35 to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. And I think we'll ask Senator Przanski to carry this as well. And I will close the work session on HCR 35. So that completes. We don't have to take it.
Yeah, he's going to come on both of those. We can go to the work sessions on these, or we can start it on this one. Yeah, well, they should be pretty quick, so.
Okay, I think we'll jump around on the agenda because we're waiting for some witnesses. So I think we'll go to the work sessions on the bottom of our agenda first. And let's start with opening a work session on House Bill 2880A. Members, we heard this bill the other day. We had a public hearing on May 5th, and we, as you probably remember, had testimony from the Secretary of State, from Representative Smith, and from the Oregon Department of Transportation. Then we had an amendment which was brought before us at that time, which is the -A3 amendment. So, I don't know if you need more information about this, members. Erin, you could just briefly, I guess, remind us what the bill does.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. House Bill 2880A creates a 10-member National Voter Registration Act State Compliance Council consisting of representatives of the governor, county clerks, secretary of state, and 5 designated voter registration agencies, and directs the council to assess federal guidelines, identify barriers, and ensure compliance with National Voter Registration Act of 1993. The -A3 amendment changes the name to the National Voter Registration State Compliance Council, removes the word act, directs the council to submit a report to the interim committee of the Legislative Assembly related to elections by December 1st, 2011, and permits the council the option of submitting a second report no later than December 1st, 2012, and it does change the sunset date of the council to January 2nd, 2014. We received a no fiscal impact on the -A3 and a minimal fiscal impact on the -A4. Those were distributed with your materials, but I have hard copies for you as well if you'd like to see them.
So, members, you should have both of those amendments in your file, and we are in a work session. Is there any discussion before we entertain a motion? Okay, is there a motion on the amendments?
Madam Chair.
Vice Chair Ferrioli.
Actually, I think somebody else may want to make that motion.
Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I move the adoption of the -A3 amendments to House Bill 2880A.
Senator Beyer has moved the -A3 amendments into House Bill 2880A. Is there discussion on the amendment? Is there objection to the amendment? Seeing none, amendment is adopted. Senator Beyer.
Madam Chair, I would move the adoption, I would move House Bill 2880A as amended by the A3 amendments to the Senate floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Beyer has moved House Bill 2880A as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there discussion on the motion? Okay. Is there objection to the motion? Seeing none, the motion carries, and the bill will move to the floor. And I think the... I think the chair will carry this on the floor, so...
That's a good idea.
He hasn't had enough to do lately. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 2880. And I'll open a work session on House Bill 3074A. And we also heard this the other day. Just give us a moment to shuffle our paper on May 5th that are... hearing on May 5th. So I'll open a work session on House Bill 3074A. I think I just did that. And we had, at this hearing, members, you'll remember that we had testimony from Representative Jean Wisnett from the Secretary of State and the Association of Oregon Counties and the Department of Veterans Affairs. So, members, we are in a work session on 3074. Erin, no amendments, right?
There are no amendments, Madam Chair. We did receive written testimony, though, from Wendy Palm, Kathy and Dave Jackson, and Richard Piercy. And those were distributed to you this morning, but it's also in front of you as well.
Okay. Members, is there a motion? Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3074A to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Farioli moves House Bill 3074A to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Motion carries. And is there a volunteer to carry this bill on the floor? Senator Burdick?
I just assumed not because it was my constituents who came in.
Oh, I see. Right. Senator Beyer, would you like to carry this on the floor?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. We really appreciate that. And I'll close the work session on House Bill 3074.
I could do them. I grew up with the patents.
Still waiting.
Yeah.
But if he wants to testify, whatever you want to do.
Okay. We don't have any idea what he's coming.
My understanding was he's going to first on his knees, but that could have changed.
Sure.
So I really don't know when he's going to come.
Yeah. Why don't we just take a 8:27?
we run next door and get Senator Bonamici.
Yeah.
What's your letter? My advice is.
What are we doing?
We're actually going to take up Senate Bill 827 and Senator Bonamici's
sponsor,
which is in committee. We are at ease. Yes, committee, we're at ease for just a moment.